Hey everybody, it's Tempest. I am sorry that I have not done much work this week. And by work, I mean I haven't done any recordings, which means I have not been masturbating this week, which means I've kind of been in a funk. I thought maybe I'd like crested the hurdle of whatever was, I don't know, clogging my receptors. Yeah, midway through the week, I did like an almost hour-long recording on self-love and getting back into the swing of things. And at the time, it felt good. The next day, I'm like, oh, this was utter rubbish, even though I hadn't listened to it. And it's because I dipped right back into the funk that I was in. And yeah, I've just been kind of barely getting through this week. I had like a 3-day long migraine, which did not help my overall like sense of wellness. And I don't know. It took a lot to shake me out of it. But I woke up today, blessedly not hurting too much, which is a marvel in and of itself. And I'm like, well, I don't have a lot of time to record today because I did sleep in and I do have to get my kiddo in about an hour. So I thought maybe I would just listen to this, what I assumed was a complete piece of garbage throwaway audio, even though it was like almost an hour long. And I started listening to it and I'm like, you know, this isn't half bad. This is actually kind of insightful. I'm actually somewhat proud of this. And about midway through, as often happens with my recordings, because I make a point, and well, on one hand, I'm like, this is really lazy. I never edit anything, ever. So every little, like, noise my body makes, tummy rumbles, hiccups, whatever, you hear it, because my thought is, you know what? That's life. That is real. On occasion, yeah, I will do slightly edited, you know, fluff pieces that are acted out with a character. And that's for fun and shits and giggles and brain candy. But it's not who I am. It's not the image that I am working to create for you guys. And what I'm working to create really isn't an image. It is the truth. It is me, unfiltered, unvarnished, real. I always have been very focused on trying to bring you real. My real thoughts, my real sex, real, all of it. Because there's enough people out there, and it's funny, since I joined Reddit, I realized, holy shit, there's a whole massive community of audio erotic performers. I am not in a small group. There's a lot of us. And so many of them are so amazing at what they do, creating these elaborate, in-depth, beautifully manicured fantasies. You don't need any more of that. They've got that covered. That's not me. Me, my niche, as it were, is real. And real sometimes means, what it usually means most often is, yeah, Tempest forgot to eat again today, so you can totally hear her stomach, like, snarling angrily in the background as she's masturbating. Oh, well. while it embarrasses me and makes me turn 17 shades of red, though I refuse to edit it out because it, as again, I'm trying to be as real as possible. Like, I'll be doing a piece on, like, anal sex and lo and behold, oh, hey, there's a fart noise. Well, guess what? I've got a toy going in and out of my ass. Of course, there's a fucking fart noise. It happens. Is it pretty? No. Is it real? Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest problem we have in the porn industry, in the sex industry in general, is we're trying to create these idealized fantasies. Nobody's talking about what really happens. And I'm sorry, as a parent, that's how we're really fucking doing a huge disservice to our kids. And that's where I come in. That's who I want to be. I want to be the one to go, it's okay if, like, you're coming so hard after you've had anal sex, and you know your partner's going down on you, and oh my gosh, because you've had such like powerful, like he was thrusting in and out of your ass, and it was great, and then all of a sudden he flips you around and he decides he's gonna go down on you, that holy shit, there was a fart noise because there was air in your ass because he was fucking you so hard. How fucking humiliating. And it is. And it turns me 17 shades of red when it happens. But it happens. Will you ever see that on Pornhub? No. Not unless it's a kink, which is ew. But I mean, not to, you know, yuck someone's yum, but not my kink. But that's the thing. It's like, how can we expect our kids to be chill about sex and about what really happens in the bedroom when we're never really talking about what actually happens in the bedroom? You know, do I want to be tied up and, you know, smacked around and, you know, called a cunt and, you know, forced to suck multitude of cock? Yes. Are there things that happen that would never, ever, ever make it into a porn movie logistically to make that happen? Absolutely. And that's the stuff that I do talk about because I think we need to. Sex isn't perfect. People aren't perfect. And I think I've got to try to stop being so fucking perfect. I keep struggling with who am I? And trying to make myself fit into some category or some mold of who everybody else thinks I am, or even who I think I am, instead of just letting me be me. And I think honestly, if anything causes me depression, it's trying to be what everybody else thinks I should be rather than just me. So I sat down today, totally just thinking, okay, well, I need to masturbate because that is how I get back to me. That's how I find my center again. That's how I ground myself. That's how I get back to feeling human again. So I came into my spare bedroom, I jokingly call the masturbatory suite, my recording studio. And of course, all of the cats in the house have decided to follow me. So, of course, if you hear meowing or other things in the background, you know why. I think because they're confused, because they're like, Mom, you haven't been in here for a week. What is up? And I started listening to that audio, and about 10 minutes in, it made me laugh because my stomach started grumbling. And it was like, oh my God, that's so me. It's just in the middle of it. It's so unpolished, unvarnished, so no other author would like totally stop the recording midway through and be like, and I haven't eaten today because sex seemed more important. So not only do you get to listen to me come, you get to listen to my stomach going blah, 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 blah. And it made me laugh. And it made me feel better. And it made me think about something that never gets talked about in the bedroom. And that's the importance of laughter. The importance of smiling and really, where do you think the term playing comes from? Yeah, I can get intense and growly and grr. And that's great, but it's called playing because you're having fun. And that, I think, is what has really been lacking in my world. The sense of just playing, just yes, you can't help but get intense and panty and snarly and growly when you're getting close to orgasm, but I would be remiss if I didn't talk about how important it is to laugh when shit goes wrong, and it will go wrong, to just fucking laugh at it, because that is the most empowering thing you can do. Do I still get embarrassed when my body does something I didn't plan on. Absolutely, of course. But I have found that the most empowering thing I can do in that moment when I'm feeling really kind of humiliated, because for a hot second I wasn't a perfect person and, you know, something hurt where it wasn't supposed to, or I do have several autoimmune diseases, and I've been disabled since I was 23. So I've got a lot of health issues that kind of need working around sometimes when I'm having really intense sex, or if I'm in a situation like doing shibari or being, I've never actually been suspended with rope. I would love to try it, but with the way my limbs work, I don't know if I could, but I'd want to try. And if it was a mess, and it probably would be a mess, I would laugh the whole way, because even though I would be embarrassed that my body wasn't doing the things that the little 20-something, 120-pound girls' bodies next to me could do, I would be having a good time because I was trying something new and exciting and something I enjoyed. And I cannot imagine bedroom time, sexy time, going to the club, doing anything without laughter, smiling, joy, the sheer joy of playing. That's why we call it playing. I mean, think about it. What did we used to do as kids? We would mimic what we saw. We would play house. We'd play cops and robbers. That's why I like role play. And ironically, I have never done like serious, like hardcore role play, like teacher student, you assume a role, I assume a role, and like carry it through. Why? Because I'd probably laugh my ass off the whole time. But I kind of want to, just because, yeah, maybe the actress in me would come out, and I would have to like, no, method acting scene, you know, and have and really try to go for it. But more than likely, I'd probably botch it and laugh the whole way through and be like, this is ridiculous. I am absolutely not a naughty nun. But sure, father, please smack my ass. And it would be fun. It would be so much fun. And real may not always be fun. But if you can laugh at real, even when it's hard, even when it's depressing, even when it's sad, if you can try to find a moment of levity and just be like, okay, universe, you fucking win. Yes, you have taken the perfection out of this moment. And just laugh at it. Isn't that perfection in and of itself? So I had not intended, honestly, in masturbating today, except by myself, just to kind of get my head back on straight so I could cope with being a parent for the rest of the day and not want to kill my child. And mostly because other than that one audio I did this week, I haven't touched myself at all, which is really unusual and really rare for me. When I don't masturbate, it's a really big indicator that I'm not feeling emotionally well. That I'm definitely dealing with depression. And I've been feeling a lot of guilt not recording this week as much as I have been, especially since I got a Patreon, because I'm like, oh my God, people are now actually paying me to do this, and I'm not. And I feel such guilt when I'm not performing. And I needed to take a second to just breathe and laugh. And just be real with y'all. Because that's who I am. I'm going to talk about the things that make us uncomfortable. And I'm going to try to laugh at the things that go wrong. And I'm going to do my damnedest to try to be inclusive and to educate. And to remind us all that this part of our lives, this naughty, nasty, taboo things that all the right-wingers tell us we should be ashamed of. Nah, this right here, this is what makes us human. This is what makes us whole and happy, when we embrace this part of ourselves and when we accept it's not fucking perfect. It's never going to be fucking perfect because we are not fucking perfect. And that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. And when you embrace that imperfection and you laugh at it a little bit and you have fun with it, that's where the magic is. Now, I'll be honest, I don't have a good way to segue into masturbating and laughing. Other than to just fucking masturbate. So I'm going to do that because I don't know about you, but I need it. So I'm going to get my little clit stimulator toy. Put it right where I need it. Crank it up because god damn it, it's been a tough week. Oh, it does feel good. Swear, if you do nothing else for yourself, make yourself a promise that you're gonna just have sex or fucking masturbate at least like every 72 hours. Just tell yourself that's the time you're going to use to just take all of that shit that has been piling up on you through the week. Just laugh at it. Make your body feel good and just get rid of it. You don't fucking need all the stress that comes along with being human some days. You've got this amazing superpower, you know. This amazing superpower right between your thighs. And this thing that is God, goddess, or universe given, however you want to look at it. It's there, designed to make you feel so much better about everything. Don't be afraid of it. Oh, embrace it. Love it. Use it. Use it. Huh. You don't need another person. You don't need anything but yourself. Oh, God, I've needed this. Take that time for yourself. You need it. I fucking need it. We all fucking need it. Jesus Christ, I needed that. Seriously, we've got to make space and time. Every so often, just remind ourselves how lucky we are to have
these amazing bodies bring us so much pleasure. They will help us get through everything else if we let them.
I don't know about you, but that improved my disposition 1,000-fold. Oh, it's been a crazy fucking week. So, in summation, I'm sorry, I haven't been around as much. I hope that will change and that you'll see more of me. And hopefully I'll get back into the creative mood and actually addressing some of your requests. Definitely, hopefully, I'll be spending some time with my partners, and with any luck, maybe I'll get to include some of them in my audios. Mostly, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for being around. Thank you for supporting my desire to, you know, to be real and to show realness in so much as I do in an audio format. Seriously, it means so much to me. And thank you for tolerating my weirdness and when things go wrong, and for letting me be real with you. So, thank you. Now, I feel better. I hope you feel better. And I will be back soon. All my love. Mwah.